The next patient is Michael Murray. The last name is M-U-R-R-A-Y. This is a 63-year-old patient of Mr. Coker, C-O-K-E-R, P-A-C, that was referred to this office because of the need to evaluate the kidney function since the creatinine was oscillating between 1.6 and 1.2, period. The patient had as a background a history of arterial hypertension that is under control, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease related to the heavy smoking, peripheral vascular disease, and osteoarthritis, period. We did a comprehensive evaluation of the kidney function. The retroperitoneal ultrasound was completely negative. There was no evidence of increased echogenicity, thinning of the cortex, no evidence of obstructions or calcifications. Period. In the post-void ultrasound, there was a residual of 25 cc's. There was a slight enlargement of the prostate, and the PSA was completely normal. The laboratory workup was consistent with the serum creatinine of 1.35 with a BUN of 60. Excuse me, with a BUN of 16, estimated GFR 60 mLs per minute. There is no evidence of selective or non-selective proteinuria. The microalbumin creatinine ratio and protein creatinine ratio were normal, period. Following number arterial hypertension that is under control, the blood pressure reading in today 106 over 73. Following number chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, the patient was advised, regardless the urgent need for him, to quit smoking just to avoid the accelerated nephrosclerosis and arteriosclerosis associated to it. Following number, the patient has history of peripheral vascular disease. Period, we know that he's on Plavix and aspirin because of a stent in one of the legs. The patient doesn't have evidence of coronary artery disease. Following number, BPH discussed above. Taking into consideration that the kidney function is well preserved, we are going to return the case to the primary. Thanks a lot for your kind referral. Period. Paragraph. I spend 7 minutes reviewing the lab and the imaging in the face-to-face, 15 minutes, documentation, 5 minutes.